You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But talk to us, my sister. How can we help you? What's your question today?
It's hard to come up with a question because I am so confused right now and so fearful with my situation. I lost my job last year, but I had my side hustle, which has been baking. So I've been building that business for a few years. So now I feel like the Lord has thrust me into my baking business and saying, this is it. You do what I've blessed your hands to do. So I'm ready. I'm all in that aspect. But of course, it's been hard because I lost my W-2 income.
Okay.
I sold my house in Texas not even a month ago.
Okay.
So I'm sitting on top of about $100,000 and I'm petrified. I don't know if I invest it. I don't know if I am going to have to pay taxes on it. Like, I don't have a financial advisor. I missed your last live, so I've been catching up. I've been watching it. I don't have the attorney. I don't have the CPA. I have what the ladies have referred to as a tax preparer who's been doing my taxes for years. And I don't know that everything has been legally, ethically, and morally done.
Okay.
So I'm just in a state of petrification where I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I don't know. I do know I want to invest in an IRA. I'm going to put my top contribution in an IRA for 2023. That's all I know. That's where I am. And so I don't know what to do with this $100,000 or what moves to make or not to make.
Cool. Let me get a bit more information from you before we give you some answers. So how old are you first, Ms. Wilson? Do you mind saying that?
I don't mind. I'm 43.
Okay. 43. All right, cool. So you're currently unemployed. No W-2 income.
Okay. Correct.
So no W-2 income. How long have you been unemployed?
Since July of 2023.
Okay, so for about 7 months now. All right, so 7 months, okay. And then this information is, how much money have you been making on your baking business? Are you making money with that?
Not a lot. It was just a side hustle. So I've just got to the point where I'm building and trying to get my clientele. So it's nothing substantial by any means. I think just this past year, I cleared maybe $4,000.
Okay, so $4,000 on the side hustle. Okay, are you LLC'd? Are you up and running on that side of things?
Mm-hmm. I have my LLC, my tax ID.
Cool.
I have insurance. I feel like I got a lot of the entity part of it established.
Great.
Just don't know what moves to make with it. I don't. And my tax preparer, he wasn't able to give me I went to him a couple years ago. I said, hey, I want to know how to get those tax breaks. I want to know how to structure everything. He was like, oh, I can help you with that. I can help you with that.
And he never helped you. Yeah, I got you. We're going to help you today real quickly. Here, a couple more questions. And we're going to give you some answers. I'll let Shania come in. How much debt do you currently have? Consumer debt outside of, you don't have a mortgage anymore. You sold your house. So how much consumer debt do you have?
I don't have any debt right now because I used a portion of the money I got from the sale of my house to pay off my credit cards, loan, everything.
Zero debt. Okay, cool. You have any children?
I have one son.
One son. Okay. I like that. She got her a young man growing up. All right, cool. And last question. Are you trying to get back into a W-2 job or do you really want to pursue your baking business full time?
That's a great question. There's a fear of not having a W-2 that sometimes I'm like, you should probably do that. For the tax side of it. But then also I do want to grow my business. I feel like that was God's way of telling me, hey, you've been wanting to do more in this business. Here's your chance.
Cool.
So I don't want to mess that up spiritually either.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm going to let Sinead come in, and then I'll come in and give you some of my thoughts. I think that we need to figure out what do you need to do with legally from the tax part of the $100,000. That's going to be very important because I sold a house with Sinead, and we had to do some things with the proceeds of that for taxes. So, Sinead, what's your professional thoughts on that?
Yeah, so in regards to the home that you sold, the other question that I would ask is how long did you have that home? And then how long did you live in that property in regards to it being a primary residence for you?
I purchased the home in 2008. So what's that? 16 years?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you lived there, like as your primary residence?
It was my primary residence for 12 years, 13 years.
And then was it your primary residence for at least 3 out of the last 5 years?
Just right, exactly that time. That was one of the questions they asked me when I sold it. But yes, it was right there. Okay. It was that month.
Okay, perfect. So long as you were there for at least 2 out of the last 5 years, you're going to qualify for the permanent residence. So the reason why I'm asking you this is because in terms of the gain that you received on the sale of your home, you actually do qualify for the homeowner's exclusion, meaning that you get to avoid paying any taxes on the gain as long as that does not exceed $250,000. So as long as you lived there 2 out of the last 5 years and the gain wasn't more than $250,000, you have to worry about paying any taxes on that. So that's great. And just for everyone else to know, that doubles when you're married. And that's kind of like what's cool about marriage. Imagine you guys sell your primary residence and now you get to exclude a gain of $500,000 just because you were married. And because, again, the tax code, I always tell my clients, it favors individuals that invest in real estate and in business. So you, my dear Ms. Wilson, you are able to go ahead and, you know, don't have to worry about paying any taxes on that gain. So that's great. Now, in regards to what you should do with that income, I also say, like, when you think about building wealth, you want to look at it. You want to diversify how you spread it, right? So if you're thinking about, okay, what's $100,000? Should I put this all in retirement? Should I put this all in my business? Should I put this all here? The answer is going to be, let's diversify that, right? So this is why, again, you want to sit down with myself and Judeca, maybe both, and, like, derive a plan that makes sense. Okay, if we don't have any consumer debt, great. So if we still have $100,000 to play with, let's think about what can we do to set yourself up for greatness. So that can be, number one, getting started with investing in your business. So set aside a budget for that. One thing that I would do if you were a client of FOLA is think about, okay, you said you made $4,000. Well, what type of energy and effort did it take to make that $4,000? And how can we go from a $4,000 year to a $4,000 month? And let's start there. Mm-hmm. That data, that $4,000 meant that you sold, you know, 100 cakes. And to sell those 100 cakes, you went to 3 different showcases to, you know, show your product off, etc. But you want to think about, you know, what did it take as an effort to make that $4,000? And even if we don't make a $4,000 month, let's still derive that as a plan. Because even if you get the $2,000 month, that's still you on track to get into those $4,000 months, those $10,000 months.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And getting on track to the point where, rather than being scared of not having a W-2, we want our business to be so strong that we can confidently pay ourselves a W-2 from our business. However, in the meantime, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing both as well. So I have a great friend. She's a very successful baker right now. And she actually started off her baking business by being in, she was an employee for 5-star restaurants, specifically doing culinary, doing the baking stuff, right? And she was able to get, again, secure W-2 income because it was a restaurant. She was only working maybe 3-4 days a week. However, she was growing her business at the same time, but more importantly, learning at the same time from experienced 5-star chefs that been baking, you know, at this level for a long period of time. So never look at a job as, okay, it's just for the W-2. Align yourself to the point where it's, yes, it's for income, but it's also for knowledge and for growth. Because those skills that you learn from being employed can attribute to your success in entrepreneurship. So a little bit about my background, I worked for a Big Four accounting firm. I didn't just start full of financial with, okay, I just want to be an accountant. I worked for a Big Four accounting firm, actually the one that's number one in the world right now. And I took knowledge, right? I talked to the partners, I asked them questions that had nothing to do with my work, just to learn, because I always had the thoughts of, well, if they're managing these, you know, $200 trillion funds for these clients and these $2 billion businesses, I want to be able to take those same skills and strategies and use them for small businesses and help empower my community. So even when I did have a W-2 income, I was still learning what I needed to do to prepare me to be an entrepreneur. So as I said before, I do believe that for you, it'll be starting with a plan. You are blessed to be in such a great position right now, to the point that you can derive a plan where we can actually do a few of these things at the same time. And again, see what works. We may have both a W-2 in a business, and then, okay, let's see which one hit more. You know, we don't know. Because it gets to the point where you can grow your career and also grow your business to the point where you can have staff and really do both. And now multiply your wealth by having diverse streams of income and also job security in different directions as well.
Man, I love it. I love it. Now, Ms. Wilson, write this down. I want you to use some of your $100,000 to invest into a consultation with Shania and with Injadeka, right? You can go to, we'll put it inside of the chat. I think Michelle is putting it inside. You can get a link, because if you use my link, you get a little discount. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say that. But I want to give you just three simple things, and then they could break this down more for you into detail. Number one, I want you to put at least 3 months for an example, how much does it cost you to live right now? 3 months. Like, if for 1 month, how much money do you need a month to live? For rent, child care, utilities, you name it. Just on average, just give me a ballpark average.
I am very blessed in that area too, because I'm married. So,
okay, great.
Are you meaning like if for some reason he lost his job, the
yes.
total?
Yes. Okay. Like what would you say ballpark real quick?
3 months, I'm going to say $15,000.
$15,000. All right, cool, great. Do y'all have $15,000 in the savings account right now outside of the $100,000?
No,
okay, cool, great. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to move $20,000 and put it inside of a high yielded savings account. Okay. So that's going to leave you with $80,000 left. So you're going to put $20,000 in a high yielded savings account. You guys are not going to touch that. Then you're going to invest into your business. Investing into your business means I want you to invest into whatever. I don't know the cooking industry. I don't know the baking industry. So I don't want to give the wrong advice there, right? But I do want you to invest. Is there a course that you could take on how to market your cooking business? I think you should even tap into, you know, someone like a Jasmine Starr who can show you how you can go online and utilize online and how you could be teaching people how to baking. See, I got to keep my answer to a minute less because we got to get to the next person, right? But I don't want you to be so focused on just baking. But while you're baking, how can you teach other people how to bake as well and turn that into good food? You may not be able to teach them how to start a baking business because you're learning the business side of things, but you can teach them how to bake. You can give out baking recipes. You can give out baking stuff. And now that goes back to what Shanae was saying. How do we go from $4,000 a year to $4,000 a month instantly? And you can do that by baking while selling as well. But you can also teach them how to bake a cake, how to bake some cupcakes, how to bake some cookies. Because listen, I'm telling you this right now. Okay. Every woman know you a married woman. The way to a man's heart and his pockets is in his stomach. So if you can teach these ladies how to cook, you're going to get you a good one. And here's number three, invest into more wealth. Like, use your money. One of the key things that people don't understand is that it's the power of compound interest. And if you can get with Injadeka and say, hey, listen, I'm comfortable to give you $25,000. Where can we start with $25,000 just to invest? And then you come up with a strategy now on how to, now you're putting in $25,000. You said this, and I'm gonna let you go. We're gonna bring up the next person. You said you have a child. How old is your son?
He's 11.
He's 11. Okay, cool. Do you have a 529 form yet?
I do not.
Do you have a, okay, cool, great. There's so many different things that, you can get to, right? I want you to get with Injuneka, and I want you to open up not a retirement account. What's that, an UTMA? Yeah. I want you to look into that or 529. Get with Injuneka and see what's the best plan. 529 may be a little bit late, but maybe the UTMA is a good one, because it's like you should be positioning yourself now to give your child something. And why, if you could give your child, let's say, $10,000 go towards college at the end of the when he graduates high school, why not start putting that money now and get free money, get free interest? And so those are the four things I would tell you to do right now. And I'm gonna close with this. Do not be fearful of the season God has you in right now. Maximize the season that you have right now. And you maximize that by continue rocking with me on my show and learning and growing and evolving. Then also, you need to set up a time to where you and your husband can sit down with Shania and go through the tax strategy for this year, right? And then sit down with Injuneka and get your wealth building strategy for this year. And so we're going to put our information in show notes. Thank you so much, Ms. Wilson, for coming on and rocking with me. I mean, you're absolutely amazing, y'all.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.